Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jared Nunes knows this time of year well as a player, and now as a coach, player development at Baylor as they prepare for the Sweet 16 in Villanova this week. Jared, always good to catch up to you. How are you?
Mike, I'm well, sir. How are you?
Good. What's it like? I mean, you're very familiar with these weeks and runs in the tournament. And I mean, did the adrenaline just take over and your whole life is basketball almost 24-7 for a couple of weeks here during the tournament?
Yeah, it definitely is. And with this unique year that we have with being bubbled up, it's definitely even more basketball because we're spending a lot of time. If you're not watching film and with your guys or playing games, I mean, you're pretty much in your hotel room. So a lot of time to think, a lot of time to be anxious and have, you know, a lot of anxiety for your next game. But there's nothing like March, as you know. So, you know, we'll take it. If we got to stay here for a couple more weeks, we're okay with it.
Did you find the small crowds that they allowed in, did that make a difference at all? Did it create any atmosphere?
It did. It did. I mean, most of the year, we were able to play with about 25% in the arenas that we were in. So it was good to have fans because, again, it's a great atmosphere for them as well. So we know that, and people cheering for their teams and rooting them on is always a fun experience.
Is Baylor, I mean, what was that like in terms of, was it in-person learning? Was it distant learning for the team? How did you handle that during the course of the whole year?
It was a combination of both. A lot of classes were online and some were actually in-person learning too. So it was a combination of both. We had our guys, some guys had some online classes, but some guys had some in-person classes.
So as you look back, Jared, on this year, obviously a very successful year again for you guys, number one seed, playing Villanova, all those things. Would you describe it as fulfilling or weird or different? Or what would be your takeaway? Does it feel the same just because you win the games and that takes over everything?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you got a chance to win a game, I mean, it definitely takes over everything. But just with this being a different year, there's a couple minor things that you do to prepare that you haven't really had to do, right? Like, I mean, as far as the testing and as far as making sure everybody's healthy and so it's different, but, I mean, the results are always good. You win a game, I mean, you take a win anytime you can get it.
I tell you, the last year I remember watching Kansas against Baylor, 1-2 in the country, regular season game, and that place is on fire down there, figuratively speaking. It is sold out and packed and all those things, and you're watching this going, wow, can't get much better than that. It looks like you, when it's right, you've got it going pretty good there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we got great fans, we got a great environment. You know, we think Big 12 is definitely one of the top conferences in the country, and not only at our place, but places like Kansas, Iowa State. I mean, it gets packed and it gets rowdy, and it's a great place to play.
Minnesota named a guy you know, Ben Johnson, as the head coach. What do you think?
I mean, I'm ecstatic for Ben. I mean, him and I have been good friends for many years now, and I think it's a great hire. You know, he's a great coach. He knows the area, great with people. And, you know, I'm hoping that, that he can turn some things around and bring a new energy to Minnesota. And, you know, I'm excited for him to have that opportunity.
I mean, I know you've got a task at hand, but if I'm him, I'm saying this Jared Nunes would sure be nice to get at Minnesota. If I'm him, I'm just saying, okay.
Well, you know, I mean, Ben and I haven't actually talked yet. I'm sure maybe in the next day or two, you know, we'll talk. And, you know, I mean, I love my position here at Baylor. I love what we're building. I love working with Scott. Him and I have known each other for over 20-something years.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, Minnesota's my home. It'll always be my home. So We'll just see. We'll see if that opportunities, what opportunities come about, and we'll go from there.
I got to ask you, though, because, you know, you found Freddie Gillespie with the help of your father. He comes down, walks on from Carleton College and becomes a player in the G League and NBA scout and all those things. And then you go get Dane Danger from Park Center, one of the premier players last year in Minnesota. Now you get the Brown kid who from Eastridge to prep school coming down there. How have you recruited Minnesota to Baylor?
You know, I have. I still have good relationships with the people back home. James Ware from Park Center is one of my best friends. He does an unbelievable job at his program. Obviously, playing at Hopkins, I'm still connected with Coach Novak, who also does an unbelievable job. I have a good friend, Tony Yazbeck, who's assistant coach at Creighton-Durham Hall. And, you know, I have a few other friends that are head coaches. So I spend most of my life in Minnesota. Again, Minnesota is my home. So, you know, I'm just trying to stay connected and have you focus on the relationships I have with people and go from there.
And how do you, what is the sell on Baylor? Obviously, it's a private school for people not familiar. Waco is dead center in between Dallas and Austin. It is the midway point, right?
Yeah, it is. It is the midway point. Yep.
Is it the campus you're selling? Is it the college? Is it a college town? What's the sales pitch on Baylor?
I think, you know, people see the success that we're having. I think they look at the players that are similar to their position. Obviously, right now, we're having a lot of success in the last few years. We've really built on the players we have and the opportunities we've been having. Had a lot of success the last couple of years. And I think kids are attracted to that. Winning is a big deal. We have a beautiful campus, so I know you know, that's part of it as well. And I think the guys I work with are great guys. We really focus on building men, not just basketball players, but we got a real family atmosphere. And, you know, I think my friends who I'm close with obviously trust me. So with them trusting me, I think, you know, it helps them to give me a strong push with the parents and with the kids that play for their teams.
What is it like living in the bubble in Indiana? Because, you know, you go in there, you don't know how long you're going to be there. What has that been like?
It's definitely different. You know, there's a lot of security. You know, I think there was the first 4 days, I mean, we didn't even go outside. So we spent a lot of time just in the hotel. Recently, you know, they have a field for us that we can go outside and be escorted out to walk to the field. And it's kind of like an open baseball field. They have games set out there for our guys. We took our guys out there yesterday, but it's pretty locked down, and they're doing a great job. I mean, they're doing a great job protecting, making sure that everybody's healthy. Our guys get tested two times. We all get tested two times a day. I'm sorry. So it's definitely different, but well worth it. You know, as long as we're playing games, we're happy.
So the field is a place that's kind of like reserved for Baylor, and therefore, you know, you're the only ones that enter it? Is that what it is? And you can just kind of go as a recreation, almost like a playground at recess, huh?
Well, actually, all 16 teams now are in our hotel.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, so some teams were actually not, were in other hotels nearby, that were nearby to our hotel. But now, since it's down to 16, we're all actually in the same hotel, and we each have our own floor.
And so you run into a lot of people that you've seen over the years, huh?
Oh, yeah. Actually, a guy who, the head coach, Paul Mills at Oral Roberts, was with me at Baylor for 7 years.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, so, you know, I actually was just talking to him, and a good buddy of mine, Sam Patterson, was with us too, and he's an assistant coach at Oral Roberts, so. They're here, so we had a chance to catch up with them. Gonzaga, we have, our staff is close with the Gonzaga staff, so we've had a chance to see them quite often, too. So,
and that is why? What's the connection there?
We have one of our assistants, John Jacobs, who is with us now, was a head coach, was an assistant coach. I'm sorry, he was an operational guy at Gonzaga for about 4 or 5 years, left Gonzaga and came back and is an assistant coach with us. And then one of our other coaches who was with us and now the head coach at North Texas is best friends with one of the assistant coaches at Gonzaga. So it's kind of like the tree
Yep.
Of us knowing each other and having common people we're friends with.
How is Dane Danger? He's redshirting this year. You know, you mentioned him earlier, the Park Center kid, the big kid, 6'9", 270. How did he look to you this year in practice? What was it like for him?
He looks great. I mean, he's really focused on his body, his nutrition. We got him on a nutrition plan, which has really been helpful.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but watching him in high school, I thought, you know, he's about a nutrition plan away from being a dynamo, you know?
Yeah. And credit to him, because he stayed disciplined. He stayed with the program, works extremely hard. I mean, extremely hard. Great kid. Really proud of how he's done academically as well. So we look forward to having him next year, and as long as he can continue to do the things that he's doing now, I think he'll have a bright future for us.
You know, I want to just revisit one time quickly, because we had Freddie Gillespie on this show. I've told the story before, but it's one of the amazing stories in college basketball where he ended up last year, because he went to Eastridge High School and got injured, ended up at Carleton, kept growing. And in essence, your dad met his mom, and she said, boy, he'd like to play Division I in the worst way. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit here and giving the Reader's Digest version. Called you, and basically you guys said, hey, you're big. If you want to come down, you can work out and train. You're not getting a scholarship unless you can prove us different. But take me from there. What was it like when you saw Freddie Gillespie and what he became?
Well, you know, when he first came down to campus, obviously he was a little raw. He had just he had only been playing basketball for a few years, and then he had an injury, so it kind of set him back. But you could definitely see the length was there, the wingspan was there, you know, the athleticism was there. It just took him having the opportunity to really learn, and for him to really have the opportunity to be coached, and not that he wasn't coached before, but just being able to have success at this level. You know, he was going to have to really dedicate himself, and he did that. So everything that he earned, everything that he got, he earned. Nobody worked harder than him when he was here. He had a tremendous basketball IQ, and he did a wonderful job for us. And now hopefully, you know, he can get on an NBA roster in the next few months. He did a great job playing in the G League. So I know he's getting a lot of buzz right now, but I still talk to him probably every other day, and so we keep in touch. We're very, very close, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
Well, you talk about a head coach had to be pleased with his assistant. When you come up with a find like that, that's the definition of a diamond in the rough, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is. He's a great kid, though. He deserves everything he gets.
Last question, Villanova. What do you see? I just saw him briefly, and of course you think about Coach Wright, and they're not far removed from a national championship, but I haven't followed them that close. What do you see?
Extremely well coached. Coach Wright is an amazing coach. I think he's one of the best coaches in college basketball. Very, very good team. Disciplined, fundamentally sound. It's going to be tough. We played them last year. Fortunately, won that game. So I'm sure they'll have some added motivation for that. But you know, we have our own motivation, obviously, trying to compete for a national championship. So I think it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a hard fought game. But we look forward to the challenge.
Boy, it sounds like fun stuff to me. If you can stay out of isolation, stay on the field, and just get to the court. Jared, thank you so much. I'll give it a wink, wink, and a nod, nod, and hope I see you in person sometime soon.
Mike, I really appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Jared Nunes, he'd be a great addition.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.